are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Live right now, call in with your medical questions, your comments, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, if you don't like letters, you could use numbers, 1-877-362-3254. So this is kind of interesting. There's a study that proves that men and women cannot just be friends, just like that whole Harry met Sally thing, right? They say the new study reignites the debate whether man and women can be just friends. And they found that the majority of people believe that opposite sex friends are actually a burden. Really? Do my guy friends think I'm a burden? Really? They say the problem is that attraction to common is common between people in opposite sex friendships. When participants were asked to list benefits and drawbacks of having opposite sex friends, 32% listed feelings of attraction as a cost, while just 6% listed these feelings as a benefit. Women were more likely to say that, more likely than men to say attraction was a drawback. 47% of women age 18 to 23 listed attraction as a cost of an opposite sex friendship, while 22% of men said the same. I wonder if that means them not liking the fact that the guy is attracted to them, or them falling for the guy. I don't know. They say opposite sex friendships may also harm romantic relationships. In the study, 38% of women and 25% of men aged 27 to 50 said jealousy from their romantic partners was one cost of maintaining an opposite sex friendship. Well, I mean, have you seen TV and the movies lately? Everybody seems to sleep with their best friend, neighbors, brothers, uncles, parole officer these days. It's ridiculous. They say, in addition, the more attraction that people felt in an opposite sex friendship, the less satisfied they were with their current romantic relationship. Of course, many people are better friends with their friends than their lover. That makes sense. So they say our findings implicate attraction and cross-sex friendship. Boy, they make this sound boring. As both common and of potential negative consequence for individuals' long-term mateships. You guys got all that? Okay, what are they trying to say? They're trying to say it's bad. This is from the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire, in the August issue of Journal of Social and Personal Relationships. And another study, as if you guys are holding your breath, you know, for more information. 88 college-age men and women came to a laboratory with an opposite sex friend, and the pairs were surveyed about their particular friendship. No, sex friend doesn't mean they have a friend with their sex. It just ain't a friend of the opposite sex. Participants rated their level of attraction toward their friend. On average, men rated their level of attraction toward their female friends as a 5. Women said their men were a 4. So I guess they have roughly maybe the same type of, you know. So what happens? When do people start doing the lovey-dovey? That's a tough one. That's a tough one. I don't think it's a being horny or sexually aroused type of thing. I think, okay, and I know the men are not going to like this, but I think that sometimes it's more about the sex. And I actually think your same-sex friends can actually prove more of a possibility for you to have that long-term relationship than somebody you are extremely sexually attracted to. Now, mind you, I had a lot of friends I was not sexually attracted to. Many guys were friends with me, and they were not as sexually attracted to me. I don't know how. I mean, look at all this. I don't know, you know, but who knows? All right. And many of my friends were gay, too. Okay, so that could have also been why they weren't sexually attracted to me. But I got to tell you, you know, looking forward to seeing your friend, watching the game and the sports, yet the person you date, not into sports, not, you know, yeah, there's a big difference. You're going to be bonding more with your friend. You're going to be sharing secrets with your friend. I got to be honest with you. I don't think that's healthy for any relationship. Either A, you need your relationship to have those types of bonds, or B, maybe find a new relationship. Because think about it. If you have a relationship that's based on the passion and the sex and the attraction, you really need that whole friendship thing. I mean, you know, remember, whoever you're going to be with long term is not going to be seeing you in your best light. That's why you like being around your friends. They know you. They've seen you without makeup. They've heard you fart. They've seen you when you've had a meltdown, whatever. Yet a lot of times with your relationships, you feel like you have to hide something, you know? I mean, do you think I want my husband to know all my crazy? Of course not. No way. My friends do. My friends do. My husband, no. No. And why do I not want my husband to know all my crazy? Why not? Because he'll use it against me in a future fight. That's what a lot of spouses do. Or even worse, he'll tell his mother. So, you know, if you notice, I notice my husband keeps a lot away from me that he tells his friends. Well, of course, also he knows, not only will I won't tell my mother, I'll tell on air. Everybody knows he plays World of Warcraft, so that's why he keeps, and I don't mind that. He can keep things from me. I don't mind husbands having secrets. I don't mind that. That's okay. But think about it. Okay? Yeah, true, your friends, if they get into a nasty fight, they will use things against you, absolutely. That's just, you know, part of it. But it's very interesting, the dynamics between your relationship sometimes with your spouse and your relationships with your friends. Very different. A lot of people, they love their spouse, but they lose the passion and they become cohabitants or they become roommates. A roommate relationship is much different than friends. That your husband or wife could be a companion. It doesn't mean you guys are friends. So, if you have a friend, and you guys are giggling, and you guys are drinking, and you're really comfortable with each other, and it's the wrong place at the wrong time, absolutely, you'll do lovey-dovey. So, no, I don't think that most friends can do that long-term. Now, unless, of course, you're going through a situation like I was, like, you know, through medical school and stuff, where, you know, most of my friends were guys. We studied together. We were so exhausted, so drained, we didn't even think about sex. And they even said, and they go, if I did think about sex, it wouldn't be about you, Dahlia, please, for the love of the Lord. Don't want to throw up any more than the cadaver made me throw up. And so I got that, and so we were good. And I wasn't insulted by that. I did not care that my friends weren't sexually attracted to me. I didn't want that in the equation. I don't want, so sometimes when you go through, like, let's say military or you know, school, not that I would ever compare medical school to the military. Military is far more, strenuous. But, you know, sometimes you can have that relationships and do well. But I wouldn't be surprised if every now and then they raise an eyebrow going, she looks good. Dr. Dahlia, you look good in those scrubs. I know I do. I look damn good. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DAHLIA.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by NutriPath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she is beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. We got Don, who is working the dials. Now, this one's anonymous. Doctor, I work in a five-partner law office, and a legal assistant has caught my eye. I actually think I'm falling in love with her, but I'm married. I know you will tell me to fire her. Would I do that? Is that the advice I give, to fire her? I wouldn't say that, but she is a part of the group and an excellent employee. It's not her fault. I'm such a... I can't stay on air. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, thank you for being honest enough to write. Okay, so you are in love with an assistant. She's a part of a group, so you share her as an employee and you think you're in love with her. I mean, if you can't control it, you have to leave. I mean, you're married, for crying out loud. Yeah, you can't do that. It's not worth your messing with your job. I mean, hopefully by leaving, you have another, you know, firm you could work with. But I mean, if you're one of the partners, oh, I wish you were live. I'd love to talk to you. If you were one of the partners, that's going to be tough. You're going to have to figure it out. Okay, because you cannot wreck your marriage. You cannot wreck your reputation, and you don't want to wreck your job just because you got the hots for somebody. And maybe you are really in love. I really believe you could be in love with multiple people at the same time. I do. I think there's so many attributes with people, and so many, you know, I know there's first love, there's love at first sight, absolutely, but I believe that you can. Yeah, there's somebody out there for everybody, but I think depending on, you know, if you look at the millions and millions of people in this world, very easy to find a couple people that probably are right up your alley. So you need to then retrospect and meditate for a while and figure out, is something wrong with your marriage? All right. Is there something missing in your marriage? Now, many of us do have something missing in our marriage, right? You know, we miss being a bachelor. We miss having fun. We miss not having the wife yell at us or the kids. We miss not having the body that we used to have, the body our wives used to have. Yeah, there's a lot of things you miss. But if you're superficial and that's what you need to get through day by day, you're going to probably be in trouble later because you're going to be more inclined to cheat on your wife. But if you're like, no, honestly, nothing's missing, I just really like this person, then my suggestion would be to go and see a therapist. I mean, if you can't quit and she shouldn't be fired, et cetera, and learn ways to de-attract yourself to her. Okay? There are ways to make people unattractive. Okay? You know how attractive people thought I was until they heard that I was a registered Republican? I mean, I probably dropped out of thousands of people's fantasies at night. Yeah, I but you know what? That's who I am. Okay? I have a big R on my shirt. So, you know, there may be therapists that'll help you. It's kind of interesting how you desensitize somebody. You think of all the things you dislike in a person and or like in a woman you used to date. And you go back and remember how you originally liked the woman you used to date and then how things turned, and you try to recreate that. I think it's a little dangerous sometimes to do that because you could be taking a completely innocent person and now trying to manipulate your mind that this person is a complete fiend or whatever. But, I mean, if you are really up a creek and not knowing what to do because she has to work at that office, this is your firm, you don't want to leave, I would definitely say avoid contact. But see, here's the thing. It's your thought process. When you're talking to somebody you're attracted to, and you're doing business, you're talking to them and you're doing business, where all the damage gets done is going back to your office and then thinking about the person, or going home and fantasizing about them on your drive home. You could technically work with somebody that you're attracted to if you could control the fantasies. I mean, I have worked with tons of good-looking people in all the jobs I've had, but it was no big deal because I didn't fantasize about him. Who cares if I worked with somebody that was good looking? He was good looking. I'm not thinking about him. I'm not attracted to him. That's fine. So you don't have to run from the attractive girl, but you better come up with some sort of a control on what you're thinking about out of work or in your office or about her. And that's where you may need a therapist to help you. Now, again, I'm not a therapist, as you can see, right? Probably make more money if I was. I'm not, and they could probably give you more ideas. And please write me back and tell me how you do this. I mean, the good news is it doesn't sound like you've acted on it. It sounds like you are being very honest with your feelings, all right? But, you know, I've received emails also going, Dahlia, what if I married the wrong person and I think this other person is the one? That's a tough one because what if you're right? What if you didn't marry the right person for you and you maybe met the person that was the one? Problem is the person that is the one, that doesn't mean they're the right spouse for you. I could list tons of boyfriends, right, that I could have ended up with. And I got to tell you, I am so lucky and I thank God every day I'm with my husband, Corey. Now, maybe if somebody looked at us, they would have said, no, I don't understand why it's you two. How could he have been the one? No. This guy is the best thing that's ever happened to me. As far as I'm concerned, he was always my true love. So luckily, I don't have that discongruency that I need to hash out. But, yeah, there were, you know, Stone Cold Foxes I was dating, and they were, you know, Dirk and Brad and whatever, but that doesn't mean they would have made a good husband. I mean, you may find somebody that you just really want to hang out with and you just want to fall in bed with, etc., but that doesn't mean they're going to be a good mother. That doesn't mean they're going to be a good wife. That doesn't mean they're going to be with you till thick and thin, till, you know, death do us part. And unfortunately, many of us don't see that. You know, when you start having the passion, you think you're in love, you know, falling in love is different than being in love, you know, but you're falling for somebody, you may not see that. And remember, why do we get married? What is the purpose of getting married? to inherit a mother-in-law. Well, yeah, but that's not why you do it. I mean, you don't go into a marriage to get a mother-in-law per se. You go into marriage because you want a partner for life. You don't go into a marriage to have a partner, through football season, right? And you don't obviously enter a marriage so you could have, constant sex. It used to be that way, right? Before, remember, we couldn't have sex until we got married, so you get married so you could have sex, right? It's not that way anymore. Maybe it should be, less diseases, but that's a whole nother story for a different day. But why do you get married? Because you want that person to be yours. You want to be that person's for life. You guys are planning to take care of each other when you're old and gray. Right? And maybe that person isn't the sexiest. Maybe that person doesn't dig football like you do. Maybe that person doesn't like your mother. But if that person, I love football. I like my husband's mother, but still. Let's say you would have probably matched better with somebody else. That doesn't mean that person would have made a better partner and a better wife. And that's where people go wrong. They leave their wife, they leave their husband, the grass always looks greener, they chase after somebody they think they should have been with because they really are in love with them, and then they realize this person is the lousiest mate. All right? This is not who I want to live with. I can't live with them. And it's difficult. And one thing that I think makes it difficult for many of us is we, especially in this society, we have all this pressure on finding the person we're supposed to spend the rest of our life with when we're young. Everyone's like, you got to get married in your 20s. You got to get married in your 20s. How the hell in your 20s do you know who you want to spend the rest of your life with? Well, true, it's difficult to have babies in your 40s and 50s. I get that. But I can't tell you how many people I'm starting to see that are waiting to find the right person. Some of them just can't find the person they want to grow old with. And I think that's a lot of pressure for somebody in their 20s to say, you got to pick this person, and this person has to be your comrade and colleague and cohabitant and your lover, and you have to be passionate about them, and you got to live with them till death do us part. And I think a lot of people, as years go by, it falls apart. And my recommendation is for anybody that's entering a relationship to get marriage counseling. Even if you aren't married yet, even if you don't have any problems with your relationship, and talk to the marriage counselor or your rabbi or priest, etc., and go, where do couples go wrong and why? Does it go wrong when you stop having sex, or you start losing attraction to each other, or the passion starts to go, or the family stresses come, or the financial stresses come, or you watch TV and movies and see your life could be like a fairy tale, and you don't have that? And if that's the case, how do we protect that? Because right now, I'm in love with her, she's in love with me, and I want this to be until death do us part for the next 60, 70 years. And no one's going to be able to predict that, but I think they'll help you get through. Another thing I see with a lot of young couples when they come to my office is a big question. I've talked about this on air, is when is a marriage not meant to be, or when is it just typical work that goes into a marriage? See, many people, they're kind of lazy. They don't want to put a lot of work into the marriage. And they go, oh, my God, the marriage is fallen. It's not meant to be. I should have been married to this person. It's all wrong. When all you needed was a little bit of work. So you also need someone to guide you through that. When did I really make a mistake? This really isn't meant to be. Or do you just need to put a little work like we all do? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on 5 of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE peanut butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in 5 delicious flavors.
And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This email came in. This is funny. Dr. Dahlia, this is Bob. I'll say it loud and clear. I hate my wife. I'm not afraid to say it. I can't stand her. I only married her because I got her pregnant. I can't stand her. When my kids reach the age where they can live on their own, I'm leaving her without hesitation. Thank you, Bob. Oh, poor Bob. He hates his wife. Oh, Bob. You know, thank you for being honest. Okay. I wasn't expecting this one. Bob, that was very nice that you're, staying within the home, you know, until the kids are grown up. I think that's nice. I mean, don't hate her to the point where, you know, you're going to want to kill her. I'm still going to recommend marriage therapy. I still think there's a way to get through the marriage where you don't have to hate her. Okay. I mean, obviously, there's something that happened years ago for you to be attracted to her to even want to make a baby. And please don't say Jack Daniels, please. I'm still going to recommend marriage therapy because, I mean, if you hate somebody so much, I don't want you waking up in the middle of the night suffocating her with a pillow. And I know, Bob, you probably wouldn't do that. But, I mean, I don't know how old your kids are and how many years you got left. And honestly, I really don't think you guys should live with somebody you hate. I mean, the kids are going to pick that up. As much as I can't stand, you know, homes having to be broken up for the kids and, you know, what the kids go through, you almost wonder how traumatic is it for these kids that have parents that always fight and hate each other. You know, being a part of a family, you have to live like a family. And the separate bedrooms, the fights, the, you know, I hate you, the cuss words, you know, I don't think that's really, you know, teaching the kids family values either. And, you know, sometimes you can't be happy to your kids, you know, and for your kids if you aren't happy yourself. So I would still say talk to a counselor. You know, maybe there's a way you guys could get through the marriage, right? Or there's a way for you to separate where the kids aren't going to be hurt in the process. But I always get a little nervous when I hear of couples that really can't stand who they're living with. I just don't see how that's good for anybody. Although I do commend you for, like I said, trying to keep, you know, a dual parent household. I know that's hard. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I guess now it's a priority to curb suicide. From what we understand, the U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. Regina Benjamin, says it's time for our attention to turn our attention to prevention. America loses 100 Americans every day. 100 Americans every day are committing suicide, says Pamela Hyde, administrator of the U.S. Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, at a press conference. Most of these people, age 18 to 24, suicide is now the third leading cause of death. The new strategy brings together government, private sector, schools, and communities to raise suicide awareness, increase prevention efforts, and develop new treatments for those at risk. In 2009, more than 37,000 Americans took their own lives, and more than 500,000 Americans were depressed enough to actually try it. So not only do you have the people that have killed themselves, but you have thousands of people trying it, attempting it, maybe not going all the way, right? It is a critical public health issue. I do agree with our Surgeon General. It's nice to see our Surgeon General. You don't get to see her a lot. I just remember as a kid you always saw a sir of a coop. So it's kind of nice to see Dr. Benjamin out and about doing stuff, which she played a little bigger role with Obamacare, kind of explaining why doctors will think this is a stupid idea, but she did it. She laid low with that one. Well, it's a political position. What are you going to do? All right. So a huge group of people that are afflicted by this are our military. Right now, they're losing more of their soldiers to suicide than to combat. Many military suicides are not combat related. They say 54% of military personnel who committed suicide in 2010 and 59% of attempted suicide were never even deployed. So what is going on? Is it drugs? Is it alcohol? Is it relationship issues? Is it depression? I just think maybe we are doing things wrong. Maybe we are looking at things wrong. You know, I see my kids and the way they look at school, it's much different than the way I looked at school 30 years ago, and it's much different than the way my mom looked at school 30 years before that. You know, I think our expectations are off. I think we're much more sensitive. We're more easily hurt. What is it? Is it the estrogen in our food? Are we feminizing some of our men? And I don't know. Are we not teach? I mean, think about it in the older days. Now, yes, suicide has always been around, okay, you know, obviously. But, you know, look at how kids were prepared for the real world in the olden days. One, you had a teacher who was smacking you with a ruler. Now, I'm not saying any of this is good. I'm just saying, let's kind of, you know, why would suicide be so prevalent now? Okay, well, yeah, got to start at the kids, okay? So, you know, kids that have a mean teacher at school, maybe they go to a parochial school, maybe not. Teacher would be able to discipline you and smack you in school. Okay? Even when I went to school, there was still spanking. I mean, it wasn't as painful as when mom or dad did it, but you were still disciplined in school. But anyway, we're talking even before that. Okay, so you were disciplined. You had to do things at school. If you didn't do it, there were consequences. No, yeah, maybe there were games or sports or whatever, but you couldn't play with toys. You couldn't be distracted with iPhones, etc. You know, if there was interaction with you and a classmate, it was nipped in the bud extremely quick. There was order. There was some sort of decorum. You had to show respect to your teacher. You had to show respect to your parents. Prior to school, you might have actually already worked in your parents' office, your parents' business, your parents' restaurant, on the parents' farm. So before you even got to school, you had to do chores. You had to do work. You go to school. Fights. Kids will get into fights. Kids will play. Kids will get into fights. Many teachers not around. You didn't have the noon lady, right? You didn't have the whistle lady. So you would have to deal with the fights on your own. Some fights you lost. Some fights you won. Some fights you learned how to get out of. Okay? Then you go home and you work. You do your schoolwork. You do the work mom and dad tells you to do. Then you go to bed. None of this TV stuff. None of that. All right? And I think these kids grew up tougher. You didn't have a car. You didn't have air conditioning. You had to walk. You had to take a horse. You ate what was there. You didn't have choices of what to eat. You really didn't have a lot of choices. You did just what you were supposed to do. Hopefully you had a choice later in life on what you wanted to do. But you didn't have all these choices. For some people, maybe all these choices are too much. Maybe there's so much pressure. Oh, my God, I got to figure out what I want to do the rest of my life because if there's a recession, is it going to be recession-proof? I got to take care of my family. I got to this. I got to that. Well, why is there all that pressure that you got to be the one to take care of your family? Well, there's always been pressure that, but also many people leave their family. They leave their family to go out of state, across the country, out of the country. So you don't have that family support now. So you're alone. You're out there. You got to find a wife. You got to find a husband. You got to make sure you guys could support yourselves. You don't have that family support system. You're always hyperstimulated with things to do that when you're bored, you confuse it with a depression. You see other people's lives because of TV and movies, and their lives look always easier than yours. Their lives look fun. Their lives look like they have a happy ending, and you think your life should be that way, but it isn't because you're comparing it to a Hollywood fantasy. You're listening to music that can hit receptors in your brain that trigger some of the depression. They may not trigger the opiates like some music did. Some of these other music could cause the opposite effect. All right? Breakups now are getting more and more evil. In the olden days, you found a girl. Hopefully that girl liked you. You courted her. That's the one you decided to marry, and you went on. Now you're falling in love. You're having sex. You're getting attracted to them, emotionally invested, and they leave, and they go back and forth, and then they cheat, etc. Things are different. It's a much different world. But we aren't training our kids for that. Okay? We're telling our kids no sex, which we should do, or to use condoms. No one's training or preparing our kids for having sex and getting dumped on and getting an STD and getting cheated on or being married after 15 years and your wife leaving you. No one's preparing you for that. It's a much different society. No wonder suicide rates are up. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who's working on the dials. Don't forget later when you're on Facebook, fiddling around on Facebook, don't forget to search the Dr. Dolly Show. Find us, click, connect. I would love to meet you and see your shining face in your Facebook picture so I know who's listening. Also find us on Twitter. Don't forget that Dr. Dolly Cruz is leaving next June out of Seattle. It's going to be a 7 to 8 day cruise. Beautiful, great rate, lots of fun prizes, lots of goodies, and especially a lot of alone time for you all to enjoy the scenery and take some excursions. So please check that out. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. Now, Ryan from Pasadena writes, Doctor, kids these days do have too many choices, but how to not do work or solve a problem? Well, I got to give you that. I think one thing that I was going to touch upon earlier, but I'll kind of relate it to what you said, is medicines. I mean, many times now we could pop a pill to feel better. We used to have to get rid of a headache, you know, I don't know, the old fashioned way of having sex. We used to do things differently, and now we know we could go to the cupboard and we could take a pill. There's always something to solve our problem. You know, if we don't know our mom's number, we could look it up. We could, if we don't know something, we could Google it. We don't have to go through a book and find a book, and, you know, it's just right there at our fingertips. We don't have to search and do, which means we also may not feel as accomplished. You know, what prevents depression and suicide? We could talk about this for hours. But one thing that helps is feeling like you're doing something, you're accomplishing something. And sometimes I always talk about how video games can really perpetuate depression, because you could go 5-6 hours and realize you did nothing. You lost. Maybe you gained an extra, I don't know what they call them, cheats or whatever on World of Warcraft. I don't know what they are. Maybe you gained an extra man or something or mission, whatever the hell my kids are doing on there. But hours go by and you realize you really did nothing. You have nothing to show for it. That's why people that gamble get depressed. It's not even so much the loss of the money, but the fact they have nothing to show for the hours they spent in the casino. And so, you know, people want to know they've built. I mean, obviously depression is on the rise now because of the depression. You know, I mean, here I am, 41 years old. I've had my practice for 12 plus years. I've been practicing medicine for probably close to 15. And what do I have to show for it? It's something that many of us self-reflect. Well, money-wise, I don't have a lot to show for it. I really don't. House is upside down. Cars are leased. Money in the bank. Exhausted. No. Now, hopefully some pride. I have a pretty large practice. I have a radio show. Don is a friend, so I got Don. You know, and you got to start looking at other things as value. Because if you, during the recession, are trying to look at monetary things, you're going to cry. You're going to be sad. You're going to be, wishing you weren't there. But it is. It's extremely frustrating. My middle-aged patients are like, Dahlia, I'm supposed to right now have something that I could then work towards for the next chapter of my life. And instead, I'm, you know, back to the basics like when I was 20. And that's exactly how many of us, I feel. So that could be depressed too. Same thing with military. You enlist in the military. You go through boot camp. You know, many of these people in this article had said many people in the military that are suffering from depression or suicide attempts never were even deployed. Well, why is that? If they were deployed, would that have helped? Did they need to feel like they accomplished something? Did they go through all that? And then, you know, they're trying to get a job in the private sector and they can't. Is it that we feel unappreciated? I mean, let's say the olden days, I would maybe be considered the funny one in the group. I know they didn't have a good sense of humor. Now I'm not the funny one in the group. If they want funny, they got TV and internet and tweets and all that. I'm not the funny one in the group. And so there's all sorts of things that could be affecting the psyche. But I agree. I agree that we have maybe too many choices, and we aren't teaching ourselves as kids or adults how to buck up and deal with it. You know? I mean, I grew up in a family where you just don't cry. I mean, unless you're bleeding, nobody wants to hear about it. Or if your parents heard about it, y'all got in trouble. So we learn to figure things out ourselves and quick. And I moved out of the house as soon as I was 18. I figured out how to find a place to live, support myself, pay for my car. Yeah, I worked at, you know, Jack in the Box, and I tutored, and I did a bunch of side jobs until I could wait. I was old enough to wait tables, was able to do that. And I did what I could, you know, to get to where I needed to go ethically and with all my values. Nope, didn't have to sleep with anybody to get where I got to. If I did sleep with somebody, trust me, I would have never made it anywhere. Yeah, you could read books, but it's not the same. No, I didn't need Obama's help to get me where I am. No, nobody helped me to get to where I was. I helped myself. I think we really have this entitlement issue where somebody will be there to help you or use what you got to get help, and not deal with things. And it's a shame. It's a shame. Now again, you know, our military, I could not possibly imagine what they are going through. And we do need to increase mental health services for our military, so whatever they need, they get. But yeah, there's a lot of people non-military, I really don't understand why they would think suicide is a better option than life. Why? What kind of a life are they living that that's horrible? Again, it could be drugs. Drugs cause depression. Drugs cause you to lose motivation. Drugs give you a warped sense of reality. So that could be a part of it too. But it's a shame, and yes, I do agree, we do need intervention, we do need prevention. We have talked about the signs, you know, many times, the signs of somebody who could be suicidal. Sometimes they start giving things away, valuable things away. And I'm not saying going to Pawn Stars to sell it. I'm saying they'll just start giving things away. They'll become very, what should I say, they become very reserved. You know, and sometimes they'll actually seem happier the day or two before they do it. Many times when people are depressed, when they're in a big funk, deep funk, they won't kill themselves. But as they're getting better, as they're improving, let's say we start some medication, that could be sometimes the most dangerous time. And that's when they could possibly be more at risk for killing themselves. So they need to be watched. They need to have a good family support, and they need to have extensive therapy. I still don't know how people who have survived the World Trade Center are getting through it. We're observing the 11th anniversary today of September 11th. How do you get through and move on also when you still see these, memorials and anniversaries? And of course we need them. Our hearts and prayers are with all of those who suffered or have had family members that suffered in this horrible tragedy. It sounds like Ground Zero dust in a new report has been confirmed to cause cancer. And from what we understand, the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health is set to recognize toxic dust. Hopefully that'll allow thousands of people to be eligible for payouts from a multi-billion-dollar World Trade Center health fund. They say at least 400 people who worked at Ground Zero have already died from cancer as a result of the dust that they were exposed to during September 11th. Many of us remember that day, and what we were doing when we heard, just like, you know, when President Kennedy was shot, many, many people talk about, I remember exactly what I was doing when I heard that. And that's the same type of, seriousness and somberness we feel with September 11th. I don't know how anybody gets over that. I don't know how. You know, especially when you see the notes. Apparently in the news today, they were showing a note of somebody who was trapped with 12 people. And they were able to recover the note. And, of course, the people had died. And, you know, what do you do? Do you frame it? Do you put it on the wall? Do you hold it in a safe? Do you, you know, what do you do with something like that? So I could not imagine going through what these people were going through, which is why I think, you know, not only do we have to have services that help people who have undergone any sort of tragedy, but, you know, these people that are contemplating suicide that haven't been through a tragedy such as this, what's going through their mind is something as severe. And we just need to give them help and figure out, because no wonder they want to leave this earth. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget to find me on Facebook and Twitter. But most of all, God bless and be safe.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.